Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals. This is Rick Wright with all dude respect. That is dude. I'm on the East Coast. I'm joined with my partner, as always, my partner in crime, Jim Ellis on the West Coast. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It's always good to be on this show, this 30 minutes of absolute dude time, you know, focus time, just talking about some shit that matters. So how about you? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing great on the East Coast. I'm in Jersey, and we're having some great weather today. It's on the cool side, but it is gorgeous out, and I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We have a good guest with us today, and you're going to read the bio in a second. Philip Cook, and I can't wait to get into it. Again, it's going to be the fastest 30 minutes of my week.
Yeah, and I always look forward to that. We're waiting for him to call in. So okay. As we're waiting, so you read some of his bio. So basically, the gentleman who's coming on the show, he's an investigative journalist who's actually written about men being sexually abused, the hidden side of rape, stalking, harassment, and sexual assault. He also stands up for men's rights and boys' rights, helping to create a coalition for the White House Council for Boys and Men. So you've read some of his bio. What came up for you as you read it, as we wait for him to come on the show?
Yeah, what came up for me is it's amazing, you know, all the stuff that he's been involved with, all the places that he's appeared. He's been on MSNBC, Fox, The O'Reilly Factor. You know, he's in it. He owns it. He wants to, you know, really get the word out there. What came up for me personally was, you know, and I think I was telling you earlier, it's like this conversation about protecting men and protecting not necessarily boys, but for men, it's like this conversation really wasn't around not too long ago. I'm glad that it's been brought up to, you know, to where it's going to be, there's a council in the White House and there's going to be, you know, a board that he's going to sit on and really support boys and men. And it'd be great to investigate also why this is happening and if this is happening a lot more now than it was. So that's my feedback on it. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts go to situations where people know it or not or believe it or not, that women do have a certain leverage over men. And where I think abuse always comes whenever there's a sense of leverage. So men, you know, generally speaking, are physically stronger. So the leverage that they hold when they want their ego to take over and be in charge and get what they want, they'll be physically abusive. And I've been in situations where the leverage is with the female, and it's not maybe a physical kind of abuse, but it's a certain other kind of leverage that they could hold over me, and I've seen them hold over other men. And what's odd is that the laws of the state and the nation over time have supported the women, notably around, you know, custody, men being able to have visitations with their children. So it's just very interesting what plays out in the battle of the sexes when the genders get involved. But it's always a battle, and someone's always going to lose. And oftentimes it is the kids, which is very sad. But what he's talking about – go ahead.
I was just gonna say we have that going on right now at Hollywood right now with Brangelina, you know, right out of the gate, you know, they filed for divorce literally within 2 days. He was abusing the kids. He can't, you know, had an order to take drug tests. I think I saw in the news today, after all this has been said and done, is this the first time he got to see his kids in weeks. Because right away, boom, whatever accusations, whatever it was, it just went right to, you know, it fell on responsibility to prove himself innocent or, you know, to be able to see his kids. So I just wanted to just point that out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, what some of the things that Phil, well, if we get Phil on the line, we're not sure where he's at. He might have to do a few push-ups when he gets there, but or take a lap. Remember in school if you like kind of screwed up? Hey, take a lap. You'd be running around the track, right?
He's going to be doing this
not
show
as a punishment,
plank,
just as, hey, wake up, dude. But and the truth is that we're just going to riff here. If he doesn't make it, that's fine, too, because these are important topics. What was I going to say? Oh, but the things that he had written about have to do with actual physical abuse of men by a female, by a wife, girlfriend. And, like, how can that actually happen? Of course, everyone has different strengths, you know, as far as physical strength and, you know, sizes and things like that. But what do you think, Rick? How can that be?
Well, as you were saying it before, also this came to mind. I saw recently on Facebook, it was like a viral video. They did like a social experiment where they had a guy and a girl on the street. I guess they were actors, and the guy was getting physical with her. And lo and behold, some other man, you know, another guy came up and he picked him up and body slammed him. And I guess they couldn't even tell him, whoa, it's a social experiment. He threw the kid on the ground. And then what they did was then they showed it in reverse. And what happened was, he wasn't a big guy. She wasn't a big guy. It was like, you know, they were sort of physically the same, but she was being more of the aggressor. So what I think is, that she was just her. Her way of being was very masculine in a sense that she was the aggressor. She was slapping him. She was hitting him. He was in a cowering position and bending down. So he was at that point, he was now being, you know, subservient to that beating and taking that punishment. And nobody helped. Nobody stepped in.
Right.
So what I think is, you know, it depends on a human. Let me break it down. It's the human beings, their demeanor, who they are. Some men are very alpha, very tough, you know, and then some men are very gentle. And then, you know, you have the same thing on the spectrum with the women. You have some women that are very aggressive, you know, and then you have some men that are some women that are just very gentle. So if you get a combination of that, I think that, you know, that's when you get the problem, or you can have a problem.
Mm-hmm. I also think, well, from my experience growing up, I was infused with the idea, and I'm thinking this is a cultural thing for men. I don't know. We could ask our audience. We could ask you that. Obviously, boys don't hit girls. I mean, if you did hit a girl, like in grammar school, if a boy hit a girl, that boy would get so much shit from his friends. He would be called a pussy. Like, what is wrong? You know, come on, that is so weak for a boy to hit a girl. So since it's set up that a boy will never or should never hit a girl, if there's a situation, you know, in modern day society inside of a house where things are getting heated, I believe there's this rule that is somewhere deep in the psyche, a man will not hit a woman. However, there's no rule, I don't think, you know, maybe in the psyche of America, where a woman can't just go and slap a guy, hit a guy, because he's tougher and all that. So the setting is really, it's an unbalanced, it's not a fair fight where a woman, you know, I mean, a woman, any human could, you know, probably, especially if they have like some kind of, I don't know, weapon or some kind of heavy object, they could do some damage. But can the man respond? So that's my question. Can the man respond?
Yeah, could he defend himself? Or, you know, and like you said, if there is a weapon involved, there's something involved. You know, there are laws in place that, if you feel that your life is in danger, then you can defend yourself. But, like, you know, again, where is that point? If a woman is coming at you, you know, if there's a heated discussion or argument with a man and a woman, and she picks up a 12-inch carving knife and starts charging the guy, you know, can he sidekick her, you know, or like, you know, do it like, you know, the Karate Kid, kick it out of her hand and then knock her out. Like, you know, then what happens? You know, is he still going to get locked up? And if it brings in the point, if that happens, in that scenario, that happens, the girl's knocked out, he calls the cops, cops show up, he's like, he punched me in the mouth, he was attacking me with a knife. 9 times out of 10, he's walking out of the door with his hands behind him, cuffed.
Yeah. I understand. I don't know about in New Jersey, but in California, in certain parts of this area, since I know some police, I've heard them say, if we get a call, it's a domestic violence call, I want you to know that if we come out, someone is going to jail. Whoa. So I wonder how many times, you know, just by, you know, just natural selection, you know, the process is that the man goes, no matter what. And
yeah.
And Ken, like, I remember Whoopi Goldberg on one of those afternoon TV shows, I guess it's The View or something, she actually said the phrase, if a woman goes up and hits a man, it should be okay that the man hits her back. I mean, it was like, whoa, that's pretty wild.
Jeez.
I don't
The feminist must have freaked out on that.
But she was seriously. Just like, I guess she was just so defending the idea that women don't do that, you know.
Yeah, well,
but
if you look at the way society is going today, right, it seems like everything is going towards just neutrality. So it's like everybody – it's not – you know, there's still a very defined line between men and women, but there's so many other options now with transgender and you know, all these different things that, you know, maybe the laws eventually down the road will just be and the way society is, it'll just be to humans. You know, it'll be – you know, well, this female, male, but it'll all be the same. You know, I'm looking down the road 20, 25 years of, you know, what's possible, especially again, like what's changed over the last, 5 years, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that would be equality, that everyone's under one law, you know, everyone's
yeah.
under one law. That feels right to me. And it's not like, well, you're a man, you're a woman. I mean, if you break the barrier, like if what they call natural law, like I'm a real big proponent of natural law. So if you break someone's boundary, no matter, doesn't matter what age, gender, I mean, it's, you are breaking past their territory or their, you know, their environment. And that could look like their body. It can look like their house, their car. That is breaking this natural law. And that's the law that everyone, I think, should be, you know, subject to, no matter your anything. So maybe that's the freedom
here.
We're looking for.
I like that, Jimmy. When are you going to run for office? I'll vote for you.
Well, I think natural law, I think it's in the Constitution there somewhere. But it is a fascinating topic, and it, you know, it definitely comes up in different times.
That would be great. Oh, this would be great. This is a show, if both of us write down the things we would do if we were president.
Oh, right on. Yeah, maybe we should you and I could do a campaign and then maybe have a debate, have some questions written out.
That would be so cool. Like, I'd be like, beer is free on Sundays during football. You can just go grab a beer anywhere. How many votes votes would I get for that?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this would be the one of the few debates where, you know, cursing is cool and it's no big deal. No big deal. But I was curious, have you ever kind of want to just finish off this one topic? And who knows, maybe we'll complete early. I don't know. We decide. Go have a beer. What have you ever been in a situation where you were felt kind of trapped, like, ooh, how do I respond to a female without crossing the line and possibly getting in trouble?
That's a great question. I've been in verbal discussions that have gotten heated with women. For some reason, I don't know, if a woman, women that identify a lot with their masculine side, have they just sort of, I feel like they almost identify another alpha male in the room, and it's sort of like, it's like they have to assert themselves with me for some reason. I don't know. And listen, I'm guilty of it too. When I walk into a room, I size the room up, I try to assert myself also. Right. So in one situation I had where at work, there's a manager there who is an office manager who runs the office. I rent space through this office, and I was in, I don't need to get into what I was doing, but she's violating what I, my space and what I was doing. And I confronted her on it. I said, "Hey," I said, "you know what? I was doing this, or, you know, it was whatever I was doing." She starts coming back at me, guns blazing, right? And it's like someone, I went from zero to like 100 in like a split second, because it's like someone cutting you off and then giving you the finger, blatantly cutting you off and then giving you the finger in the rear view mirror. It's like, whoo, I'm seeing red. So right away I start going into, I'm the customer here. You're providing customer. She's backpedaling. Someone in the argument, I said, fuck. Her eyes opened up like saucers. You can't curse at me. I'm a woman. I said, I didn't say it, you know, because hindsight is, you know, 2020, and I'm looking, you know, looking back at it. I should have said, you're in a verbal discussion with me, one-on-one. There's no fear of any physical altercation. And because I get one, I think because I got one up on her, now she pulls this card that, you know, that she's a female and that, you know. So what I did was at that point I realized I needed to just to disengage from the argument, and just take it to another level, because she has a boss, and I actually took it to him. And it's the funny thing is, this isn't the first time that this woman had issues or an issue with men in the office. I've never heard her had an issue with any females, but this is not the first time. As a matter of fact, I have a partner who shares space with me too. She yelled at him. She went in to take a knife or something, and she screamed at him. And it was, and I said, listen, man, this is what she does. I go, and then I don't know how she gets away with it, but she still does. But anyway, so yeah, so that's what happened. And you know what? Afterwards, I felt, I didn't feel good about the situation. You know, I really took a hard look at my ego, and I took a hard look at where it shows up, and I took a hard look at, you know, do I really want to be that guy, or do I want to just be, you know, like sort of, okay, just let it go. Did it really affect me? Did it really hurt me? No. You know, did it get my ego cranked? Absolutely. But yeah, that was a good situation where, you know, it was a classic example. You know, I just wish she would have, if she wanted to go toe to toe verbally, of course, I would have stayed in it with her, but I guess she wanted to tap out.
Yeah. Of course you're I know you work out and you're a big guy. So physically, of course, you're going to be, you know, not be physically vulnerable to somebody like, you know, like that maybe, but it's the verbal stuff that can get you in trouble too. And I know we're, you know, it's important not to engage our egos, you know, in battles that maybe don't matter that much. But I was in a situation where I felt really trapped, like, ooh, what do I do here? I had an ex-girlfriend who was still living in the neighborhood. She came over and she was acting like, she knocked on my door. She was acting like there was some kind of trouble. I let her in the house, in my house, and she wouldn't leave. She was just being obstinate. She actually had a little too much to drink, I believe, that night. She came in and she's like, no, I'm not going to leave. And I am just triggered, like, it's my territory, you know, someone's in my territory. It's reminding me of, I'm sure, my childhood's flashing in before my eyes, where I had to live with my younger sister. How do I get my younger sister out of my space? I need my sister. Yeah. I mean, everything was flashing up. So all I wanted was to get her out of my house. And she was being so obstinate and said, no, I'm not going anywhere. So what are the options? Like, there's physical, and then there's calling the cops. No. Nothing against cops. They have a lot. They have a gigantic job. It's hard as hell. But I truly believe if I call the cops in that situation, I'm in trouble. And nothing good's going to come of it, really. So I'm like, okay, so I'll just start physically moving her. And as I'm moving her, it's like, this isn't going well. I mean, I cannot win. So I guess my, you know, so that's my story. Of course, what I ended up doing is saying, you know, I mean, I just counted it down. Like, if you don't leave in, you know, 10 seconds, then, you know, calling the cops or something. I mean, it wasn't like a threat, like a physical threat. But I did feel like getting physical with her, but I knew if I did, I would, it would just not end well no matter what. So, because they always say, too, like, oh, they put their hands on me and all this. So I guess my question is, after all that, what is a man to do in a situation where, let's say, his ego's engaged, it's with a female, knowing all of our laws and society, what can a man do? What would you say?
Jesus, what? And that's, well, are you asking in that situation, what would I do?
I guess in any situation where, you know, because men are out there, they're going to get engaged in battle with a female. There's certain society laws as well as cultural, like, things that we know for ourselves to be good for men. What's the best route for a man to take?
Probably in this day and age, call your lawyer. Yo, hey, I got this crazy bitch in my house. She will not leave. She's half in the bag. She's in my space. She won't leave. What do I do?
Oh, there you go.
You know what? And he might, you know, and he might say, you know what? You know, just, you know, call the cops. Keep them on the phone. You know, go out. I don't know. Maybe even in the situation is leave your own space. Like, as long as she's not going to burn the place down. You know, what is she going to do? She's half bombed. She'll probably eat. You know, clear out your pantry, then take a nap.
You know what?
They should wake up the next day. She'd be like, what am I doing here?
That's so interesting. It's so funny because, see that, just your energy and your context alone, just the way you're talking about it, that is probably the number one thing that's needed for a man. Number one, because that, like, you weren't engaged in some battle there. You were simply even being lighthearted about it. Because if you know you're physically okay and your house is not going to burn down, you know, to know that and to not fight, it looks like maybe leaving, you know, especially situations where you feel like you're going to get out of control, even verbally, just taking your leave in some way that's, you know, respectful and, you know, safe. So I think that's a good answer. I got to tell you one part of the story I left out, which is, I think, fascinating. This is a fascinating part of the story, which is even goes beyond the genders and all fights. One thing that happened that night, because it was like really late at night. It was 1 in the morning or like 1:30 in the morning, you know. One thing that happened, I got a phone call right when all that was happening. Right when that was happening, in the middle of it, the phone rings. It doesn't ring at that time for me. And it was from a man on my men's team who, for the 10 years I've known him before that and the 5 years I've known him since, has never called that late ever. So the one time in the universal scheme of the world and everything, the one time he does it is when that was happening. It was like, what? I couldn't believe his name was popping up. And so the intelligent thing to do, the thing that the man who's in touch with maybe some kind of universal protection or some kind of, you know, I don't know, spiritual thing that goes on in the world would say, you know what, I better take this call. But I don't. I thought, I got to handle this on my own. Here's my buddy calling me. I had a chance to get help from a man on my men's team who would totally help me out of the situation, and I didn't even take the call. So that was another indication that I was going to be given help, and I wasn't open to it, and I tried to handle it alone. Another mistake.
That was a lifeline given to you from the gods, from the universe.
And
did you ever find out what did he want? did he have some crazy woman in his house and he's trying to get out?
What was actually happening? I asked him. I go, dude, why did you call me right then? He goes, you know what? I had a late night job. He was working late on a construction site that had to be in the middle of the night because they needed it during the day. And I thought, I just thought of you. It's like, fuck. It's almost like giving a gift. Yeah, like a gift from the gods. And I'm like, they're like handing me a platter of gold. And I'm like, a backhand. Bam, I don't want that. I want to have this problem.
You thought it was a urinal. So you started peeing on it. It was like this golden gift. And there you are, just pissing away on it.
Oh, yeah. So that's a good point. So I guess part of the answers are, like, don't fight, don't engage, walk away if you can, ask for help, get the help. If it's a lawyer, if it's your buddy in the middle of the night, whatever it is. And that's what's great to have a men's team, because on our own, left to our own devices with just our ego, oh, yeah, we're going to fight. I mean, that's what egos do. Let's fight. Come on, let's go at it. So man-to-man, fighting is not a big deal. Watch a hockey game, you know, whatever. But man-to-woman, it is not. I don't think on any level does it ever really work. And I know that sounds sexist, but I don't think a fight, man to woman, is going to work on a level that is a level that we don't even maybe feel or know about. But it does exist. What do you think?
I think it does. Yeah. You know what just came up for me? This is what I don't know why you just said that, but what came up to me is the name Ronda Rousey.
Who's that?
She's an MMA fighter, right? And she spars with men. And on, probably on some level, she kicks their ass.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I know I digress and I skipped around a little bit, but I'm just saying, you know, that just for some reason picked up. But, yeah, so having a men's team, having somebody else besides myself always helps me out in those situations. So, yeah, I agree with you, you know, and I feel that, yeah, it's a no-win situation. I've never been in a physical fight with a woman, but I hope to God I never, ever do, but if a woman attacks me and something happens, no matter what happens, I'm probably going to feel terrible about myself if I have to defend myself. Because I was brought up the same way you were. Don't hit a woman. Don't raise your hand to women. Don't, you know, so I hope it never does. And, you know, and again, like I said, if it ever did, I'd probably feel like shit. I'd probably, you know, it'd be worse than whatever physically happened to me. Cause I'd be like, wow, just, you know, just whack this woman.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't work. And I remember I had one girlfriend, it was a live-in girlfriend. And she says, I just want you to show me your anger. Like, just like show it to me. It's okay. Let it out. And I'm a very passionate, emotional, and energetic guy. Like, and if I want to express anger and be loud, I can be really loud. I mean, really loud. And so I said, okay. So I just kind of showed her, kind of like Krishna taking off his head and saying, look, this is the universe of anger. this is what it looks like. And she was shaking. I mean, I didn't touch her.
Yep.
Get close to her. It wasn't a threat to her, but it was out loud and loud. So after I showed her my emotions, because that's what she wanted, she goes, I just want to know you. I want to know what's going on with you, so go ahead and show me your anger. So I showed it to her. She was shaking like a leaf, saying, never do that again. So I just really believe, and I want to end on this note, if that's cool with you. We got about a minute. All this conversation, conversation points us not in a direction of will men fight with a woman and let's have a battle and all that. I think if you really dig deep into it, at least for me and you, Rick, and I believe for our men's organization, it really is about honoring the genders, honoring, respecting the genders, having a place for it. And really, for the man, at least for me, protecting the feminine, guarding it, cherishing it. That is what's underneath all of this conversation, I believe, about not hitting a woman, da-da-da-da. It really is about taking care of the woman in a way where she can really, you know, flourish and have her femininity and feel safe. What do you think?
Yes. You're explaining the benevolent king, the benevolent warrior. And I get that. Like I already, my wife is very upset with me because I told her, I said, if I see something going on in the street with a woman or a child, I'm going to step in. And she's very upset that she knows that I'm going to do that. And I might get hurt, but I'm not going to stand for that.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Well, there we go. Another fast 30 minutes. We did not have a guest, Philip Cook. I've already texted him with a what the fuck. I'm hoping he's okay. Hope nothing happened.
Yeah.
Of course, if something did happen, I'm going to give him some compassion and understanding. And nothing happened, and he's screwed up. And I'll just give him a little hell. It's what men can do.
Yep.
So, and then next, so great, another fun episode. Will it be in our archive for our listeners to listen to at their leisure? And then next week, we have another hot topic. Did you want to mention what that is, Rick?
Yeah, we're gonna get into the whole conversation about men's conversations and about how, you know, as of, the latest hot mic Trump tape that's rolling around out there and women are freaking out and men are freaking out and everybody's freaking out. We're going to have a conversation of, you know, where can men have a safe conversation and what is, you know, and what's the content? So it's going to be great.
Right. So I came up with a title for the show, tipping my hat to the Jersey boy there. I thought it would be called, Can We Talk? How do you say it? Can
nice.
We Talk?
I like that.
So that'll be next week. That'll be October 21st. We'll see what men can really talk about. And is it okay for our world, our society, you know, our nation, our election? So that'll be fun. We'll look to get a couple guests to call in to really debate it, like not because you and I might agree on what we think. Let's have some other folks, probably a female too, call in. So we'll figure that out between now and then. And for our
should
listeners, if you want to catch our link into us, go to Facebook and type in the search "With All Dude Respect." With All Dude Respect. So awesome. Great job, Rick.
Great job, Jimmy.
All right, so we'll be talking to you, Rick, next week, and we'll be talking to all of you next week as well. Have a great one. This has been With All Dude Respect.
Goodbye, everybody.